This is episode 2081 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? I'm Mary Meckley, and I want to congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, I am going to share with you a way to manifest. And this is from a question I received from a fellow meditator here. And she wanted to know if I believed in manifestation, in making things happen from having a positive attitude or positive thoughts. And I replied to her, yes, I do. Not in a magical or mystical kind of way, but rather with focus and with your willpower. You become like a magnet to those things you seek. In fact, if you ask most successful people, whether they're a successful business person or athlete or parent or teacher or scientist, whatever it might be, if you ask them, the single most important quality that contributed to their success, they will undoubtedly let you know that it has to do with focus. And meditation is one of the fastest ways to harness your focus. And you harness your focus by calming your mind and your body. This is your peace, your inner peace. And this is what is so necessary these days of uncertainty. The more uncertainty, the more prized is your peace. And that's what our series has been about this week. Throughout this entire week, 7 days, today's the seventh final day of our Power of Peace series. You have been focusing on manifesting your own peace. And you have had the challenge this week to take your peace to the next level by sharing it with others. So I wonder how you're doing with that. I know for myself, I reached out more than I would have because this was my focus, and I was able to help and connect with someone who was experiencing a difficult time. So I'm imagining that you may have experienced similar circumstances on your peace quest this week, especially as you shared your peace with others. You become like a magnet. You are aligned, you are focused, your values, your true inner nature is able to be unleashed. And so then you draw to you that which you seek. So in today's episode, I'm going to guide you as you meditate on a journey back through your week so that you can learn how to become better at manifesting peace. The only way to really learn this is to review how you lived it in your life. It's one thing to visualize and to imagine. It's another thing to look back and see how you could improve your peace. This is the key to improving your life. In fact, many great people, every day before they go to bed, they go back through their day in reverse. In fact, the Dalai Lama is reported to do this every day. Well, we do this every week at the very end of a series. I encourage you to do this every day. It's nice to do a full week reflection. So that's what we'll do now. If you would like the full guided meditations and you'd like a deeper experience, because I know some of you do want longer guided meditations, I share a daily half-hour guided meditation on my app. It's called the Sip and Om Meditation App. It's an Android and iOS. You get a journal and a guide with each week's series, and you can try it for 2 weeks free. So that is where you can go a little more deeply into today's reflection if you want to try it. So for you now here, let's get you started on a mini reflection. Sit down in a place that's comfortable, where you're not likely to be interrupted, and just give yourself a few minutes of peace. Straighten your spine and gently uplift your eyes. This will help to keep your thoughts elevated as you meditate. This simple little tweak is so powerful. You can do it throughout your day as well. When you're not meditating, simply uplift your eyes and feel your mood shift upward. Relax your body and begin to notice your breath. Now, visualize the person you have been focusing on, who might be in need, and you've been sharing your peace with this person, or maybe this situation or this group of people. Visualize and send your peace. Now, reflect back over your week, bringing to mind a few instances that stand out from your week when you struggled with peace. Maybe you just couldn't settle your mind or your body. Maybe something deeply disturbed you. Bring that to mind. Think about who you were with, what you were doing, how you felt. What may have caused or triggered the situation? And learn from this lesson. Think about what you would do next time. Maybe you would avoid something, or maybe you would have reflected in a different way. How could you have responded better to this stress? Now, bring to mind the times this week as you reflect back over your week when you felt at peace. And notice where you were, who you were with, and what may have triggered that peace. Learn also your lessons here. and allow yourself to sit in inner stillness, immersed in peace. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Power of Peace meditation series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.